Blog Talk Radio.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and a government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Corruption. Until now.
Now. You feel that?
Shipmates, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom. And if you like said freedom, you want to keep said freedom, well, you must fight for said freedom. And that's exactly why I'm here. And that's exactly why you're here. That's exactly why we are all here. Where's the president? Well, he's got a big meeting with Wall Street executives today. He doesn't have time for all that 150-year Gettysburg address, celebration and anniversary stuff. What was that quote that one of his, what the hell did he say? Where was that? I know I got that somewhere here. I took a peek in my treasure chest already this morning. I didn't like anything. I didn't really read very much, but what I saw was disgusting. Where the hell was that? One of his little speakers, his little obots that go out there and just, puke whatever they're told to puke. They open up their little back, and they've got, Valerie Jarrett in there adjusting and putting in screws and typing in exactly what to say, when to say, Somebody's in there doing that. But anyhow, the point is the president is just, he's just too busy. He's got all that, that whole website thing. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what he was talking about. He's got that whole website mess thing going on. So he doesn't have time for, you know, to travel, what? What is it, 65 miles? Huh. 65 miles? It takes him what? That's what, 10, 15 minutes in Air Force Two? What are you kidding me? Or Marine One? Whatever the hell, the helicopter? Jesus Christmas, come on. Boom, you'd be there and you wouldn't be able to finish your coffee. Well, you don't drink coffee, probably. You know, Michelle won't let you. It's got caffeine in it, so. You got to drink bean sprout juice. Wash it down with a cheeseburger. Yeah. Or maybe some pie, yeah.
I like pie.
Yes, you do, Mr. President. You love it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he doesn't have time to go to Gettysburg today. 150, you know, anniversary. You know. Just 65 miles from the White House, and thousands are going to gather today at the battlefield. 150 years ago. All the sacrifice and bloodshed and deaths. Part of American history. This is what I have been bitching and pissing and moaning about, and this is where our mindset and our culture needs to. This is where we need to start doing some fixing. Yes, we do have roots. Okay, fine. We were. Yes, did we do some bad things to some good people? Yeah. Okay, but that's behind us. That's not where we are today. We need to stop living in the past. But when you celebrate something like this, American history, that's not living in the past. That's remembering the past. So you can understand what you have today. You can appreciate what you have today. And that's what's being lost in this country. And that's what I was talking about with that Van Damme commercial. And I'm not saying anything about Van Damme or Volvo. What I'm saying is we don't have that in this country anymore. We have nothing anymore. So when people ask you, well, what makes America exceptional? Well, what you mean, what used to make America exceptional? Is that really your question? Because that's exactly what the question really is. Why can't we be exceptional again? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with patriotism. Nothing wrong with being proud of your country. I mean, Russians are proud of their country. Liechtenstein, I'm sure, is proud of Liechtenstein. Why wouldn't you be? I wouldn't expect anybody. I mean, I'd be more surprised with people who didn't have, you know. But that's what we have in this country. We're losing that. We're forgetting America. Oh, we don't need to forget about it. Well, you know, that's a turning point in American history, which led us to where we are today. That was a big stepping stone. You know, that wasn't just some, you know, 2-minute speech that he gave. It was much, much, much more than that. It was the, you know, where the country was going, where the country was moving. And if you look back at history and study of where we are today, you know that that was a very giant stepping stone, which led to the pathway to get to where we are today. Now, there's people out there that says, oh, yeah, well, we've still got a long way to go. Okay, fine. We've always got a long way to go on anything. It's just part of life. But you have to accept at some point that you are where the map says you are. That doesn't mean that you just have to be, you have to surrender whatever you're being told. That's not what I'm saying. But when all the evidence says that we are, we're no longer in a certain place, we have to accept it. Where we are today, we have to accept where we are today. We can't accept where we are today from where we were yesterday. Because yesterday's yesterday. Yesterday's the past. We have to acknowledge where we are today. Where do we want to go in the future? And now if you can't acknowledge, and there are still too many people out there, and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Kirsten Gillibrand's that are going out there beating the drum, I mean, it makes you wonder, I mean, are they getting paid for this? Are they on a certain payroll or something? I mean, what? Is there some kind of dirt that the administration has on them? It says, well, if you don't, then we're just going to let this out, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm purely speculating here, but I mean, it's disgusting and repugnant enough to, you know, you have to wonder. I mean, to come out there Sunday, Miss Gillibrand, oh, it's so wonderful, and oh, all these mothers with children with asthma, oh, oh. Yeah, but what about all the people, the millions of people, and the hundreds of millions of people that are about to lose their health care come next year? Nobody said anything about them Sunday. I'm still pissed off about that. And still, nobody's talking about the American people. There's a few. But it's all about, well, how does the president look? How do the Democrats look for 2014? Well, how do the Republicans look for 2014? How does America look for 2014? As far as I'm concerned, what I see, now I'm not Mr. Pessimist over here, but I'm not Mr. Optimist either. I can only describe with what I see before me. I do not see a very, rewind. I see two possible scenarios. Now, there's a good side and there's a bad side, obviously. Excuse me. But if you do, if you take a look at 2014 with everything that's going on in the news today, going along with this administration and with the country being affected by everything this administration does, starting with Fast and Furious to Benghazi, IRS, NSA, Obamacare, Solyndra's, stimulus packages, you know, for companies that build absolutely nothing that doesn't work. Donors and unions getting their kickbacks. I mean, how many donors were out there? I mean, I think we're done paying back the donors like several years ago. Just saying. But you've got Obamacare and all this stuff you put it with Benghazi, everything that's going on here. For 2014, you've got two possible scenarios. One, the Republican Party can wake the frig up. Start getting some boys that need to resign and let them resign and let the youngins come in. We can't wait till 2015. Now, if these boys are not going to fight the fight, well, then recall them, do whatever. Republican Party, you need to get rid of them. Don't let them play in any reindeer games because we can't have this anymore. We need guys who are going to fight. If you're not going to fight the fight, then get the hell out of the war because you're in the way. So in 2014, we got two possible scenarios that can happen. Unfortunately, there's going to be a third, and what that third is, nobody, and I mean nobody, knows the answer to that. Not even God. He's up there scratching his head going, hey, it beats the hell out of me. But you've got two possible scenarios that could possibly happen. Either one, if Obamacare is not completely repealed and just scrapped completely out of the system, Yes, we are going to be one big giant Detroit. The United Soviet States of Detroit. And you will like it. Or we can, like I said before, get the Republican Party to wake up, clear out the riffraff, tell the boys to put their man panties on, get out there and fight, repeal this damn thing, this country heal. We have severed an artery. If we do not close that artery, this country will bleed to death, and we are bleeding, and bleeding profusely. I think it's high time that all you Obots out there just finally recognize, hey, you screwed up, man, big whoop. We're not gonna rub it in your face. We want to move on just as much as everybody. We just want you to acknowledge that you have to stop with the nonsense because we can't take it anymore, and it's hurting the country. And you have to acknowledge that millions of people are being hurt, including yourselves. And if you haven't been hurt yet, well, you will be. So if you can't think of anybody else, think of yourself. Get out while you can. The ship is sinking. And there are sharks in the water, and they's hungry. See, there ain't no tuna around. There ain't no, there's not even any plankton. No whales. There's nothing. No sea lions. No seals. These sharks are hungry. They see a scrappy fella like you, boy. They're gonna chow down. Give me that meat. Fresh meat. Time to get out. Get on the life raft and sail to shore. But you won't. Now Kirsten Gillibrand and Nancy Pelosi, they can't back out now. I mean, they're in too deep. And that Debbie Wasserman dum-dum Schultz, what a dummy. Oh, Democrats are going to be just, oh, man, they can't wait to get out there and campaign specifically on Obamacare. And Harry Reid, he's campaigning out there. People just can't wait. I mean, they're just knocking on my door, ringing my phone off the hook. They need to find out where they can pay more money. They just want to pay more. People love to pay more. They can't get enough. They don't want the money for themselves, no. It should be given to the king. He's got a piece of paper with his name on it that says he's really, really smart when it comes to the Constitution. However, he has no clue about the document, but it doesn't matter because he's the king. He's got his own Constitution. That's how smart he is. And it's all in his head. It's whatever it wants to be. The man is he's just a genius. He's the Messiah. Now, you have to understand that. He's Jesus. You have to understand, you can't, and don't criticize him either. No matter how many times he fumbles, no matter how many times he screws up and lies and cheats and steals. No, it's the king. He's that good. He's looking out for your best interest. You don't know. Only the king knows what's better for you. And, of course, all the people that the king has appointed to know better for you. ...65 miles from the White House, and the president cannot go to Gettysburg. Well, you know, I mean, what I was talking about, I mean, that's a big, huge stepping stone. It's also a big, huge stepping stone for, well, people like you, Mr. Obama. You do have a darker skin color than white people. Black people so, you know, mistreated, and everybody's so racist. Well, this is a perfect opportunity. This is a stepping stone. You should have used this to say, hey, look, if it wasn't for Abraham Lincoln, the Republican, if it wasn't for those brave men that are all dead on this battlefield, their blood is still in this soil today. If it wasn't for these white people that, you know, fought a pretty nasty war, if it wasn't for white people that kept fighting for your, well, Republicans, for your, well, civil rights, which is actually for everybody, not just for black people. It's for everybody. We shouldn't have to have a civil rights bill when we have a constitution. We just need to follow it. We shouldn't have had to have a civil rights bill. You know what I mean? We shouldn't have to have a so-called hate crime bill. What the hell is that? That's nothing more to get you if you say something. And if somebody overhears you and you're talking like Richie Incognito, taken completely out of context, not understanding what the conversation was about. Far too much of that happens in this country, and I'm sick of it. Look, if you don't understand what somebody is saying, well, don't criticize it. Maybe shut up, pay attention a little harder, which is called listening, by the way. And maybe you might pick up on what the hell the conversation is about. But if you can't, well, then stay out of it. It's obviously not for you. My God, you don't have to know every single person. Now you got the NSA. They've got to know everything about everybody, every conversation that you've had. Microphones in every home so the government can tap in on you, find out what you're saying. Listen to you make love to your little baby doll. Well, this is just sick, twisted stuff, man. Where is this country? Where the hell are we? I mean, if this is forward, I'm not interested. I want to go backward. We do need to go back. We've got a lot of fixing to do, and we can do it. So in 2014, we either have a feast or famine. But that all depends on, well, American people, first of all. We have to keep spouting out, and we have to be loud, and we have to be clear, and we have to be constant, 24/7. If we loosen the noose on these representatives in Congress just that much, that noose will be off their neck so fast, then you're going to have to run around and chase them, put it back on. Well, we don't need that. We don't have time for that. This is an immediate repeal. This is now. I'm calling for an immediate repeal, and the American people have to do that. If we got to get every single human being living in the United States to go into Washington, D.C. and stay there, perform a real Occupy D.C. until we get this repeal, well, then I guess that's what we got to do. I mean, this is our livelihoods. These are our lives. This is it. This is it, man. This is the last rodeo, man. We fall off the horse again. Well, we're going to get trampled. Because they just opened up the gate and the bull is out. And he's pissed. Needs to be an immediate about face. And we must put pressure on these guys, every single one of these politicians, every damn one of them, Republican, Democrat, Independent, who cares? If they're in Washington, put the pressure on them, each and every one of them. Do not stop. This is our fight. We have to fight this fight. This is our government. It's not their government. This is our government. So if this is our government, we have to start running it a little better. So those employees that are slacking, those employees that are, well, stealing from the company, they need to be fired. They need to be removed. That's what we need to do. We need to put that fight. We need to put the pressure on the ones that are in office now. And like I said yesterday and the day before, Congress needs to have every single day, each and every single day, do a vote on repeal Obamacare and throw it right directly up to the Senate each and every morning. Boom. First thing out of the box. Every single day. And the country needs to be behind them. We need to come together on this, guys. And I'm sorry that, look, your little social experiment that your college professor told you would work didn't work. Because you didn't do your homework. All you did was believe in an idea. You did not believe in the facts because you never read the facts. You never paid attention to the facts. What you read was opinion, was idea. There's nothing wrong with having ideas. But when they are proven time after time after time to be a failure, eventually you have to come to the conclusion that it doesn't work. I'm sorry, but it's time to just accept the fact that you just made a mistake. You bought the snake oil. You took it home. You rubbed it all over yourself. And you ended up with nothing but warts. We're not going to rub it in your face. We want to move on. But we want to move on together. But if you're going to get in the way, well, we're going to have to knock you down because we're tired of you. We're sick of it. It's time to stop. You have no arms. You have no legs. You have nothing to stand on, nothing to walk on, nothing to hold on to. There's nothing there. You cannot grab it. It's nothing. It's air. It's not even air. Air has more mass than this cockamamie idea of yours. That's how pathetic this stuff is, and these people are holding on to it. They're grabbing onto nothing. Held with an invisible friend. I never had an invisible friend. I had a lot of friends in my mind. I had all kinds of weird stuff going on in my mind, but I never played with an invisible friend. But these people are, what I'd like to know is who the hell these people think that they're talking to. I mean, I'm not, you know, Joe Einstein over here, but I'm not Duffer Dumbutt either. I get insulted when people talk down to me like that. Like I'm stupid, like I don't know what's right for me. And I got to sit here and you hear about all these millions of people that are losing their health care plans, which they were told that they could keep. And then when they find out somehow, some way, it takes you only 2-3 weeks to go through the process to get on the website. You find out that your premiums have tripled. Your out-of-pocket costs have just skyrocketed. Deductibles are through the roof. Medications are through the roof. You can get a free abortion. Well, that's good. We got a story in here. You can get free abortion, but you can't get like medical things like hearing aids and, you know, stuff. Remember when hearing aids used to, most insurance companies, they covered hearing aids? I remember most insurance companies used to anyway. Well, not anymore. But you can get an abortion, that's covered.
Yeah, and you can get, you know, you can get some condoms. You can get on a pill. Yeah. Yeah, you can get all that for free. Nothing. Yeah. Get all the abortions you want. Yeah. Jesus, God almighty.
All right, I lost track of where the hell I was at, but it doesn't really matter, so let's open up the treasure chest here and find out if we can strike gold. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. We are on from 10 in the morning to 12 o'clock noon each and every day. Speak to the captain and let us know what you think. 646-716-7978. Mr. President, tear down this website. Ha, ha, ha. That's a piece by Breitbart News this morning. Congressman Lamar Smith, Republican from Texas, wrote an op-ed piece. We're going to read that today. I kind of got a little bit of a peek. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing, so we're gonna read that together. Oh, Kat Sebelius, what the hell does she say here, huh? She says Obamacare website will remain a work in progress after key deadline. Now, wait a minute. Weren't we assured, like we've never been assured by this administration before, but we were assured that this was going to be, well, it's going to be running beautiful on November 30th, and that deadline's coming up, and they can't figure out what the hell to do. They can't fix it. So it's going to be a work in progress. So all of your numbers and all of your, you know, secret information that you don't want anybody to see so they don't steal your money, well, that's out there for them, and they can just walk in and grab it. No, it's easy. You just walk in and pick whatever you want. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's easy. It's great. Yeah, you should get into the business. It's great. Yeah. Good God, these people. And don't you have to be signed in completely by, what is it, March or whatever? Well, how are they going to get all these people signed in there? And you got to be signed in by December, otherwise something about taxes or something. But March is the deadline. I mean, everything is these arbitrary deadlines for this. I mean, how do these people even, no wonder nothing works. Nothing jives. Nobody sat down and said, okay, what's the plan, guys? Let's start here at the top, and we're going to go down here, and we're going to get this, and so everything jives. I mean, all these arbitrary deadlines, and they're saying that 70% still needs to be built, and then 40% needs to be built. What the hell is it, 70 or 40? Pretty much, I think it's pretty much more along the lines of about 90, 99%. They have no idea what the hell they're doing. I mean, it's a website. Websites are built every day. A website. I'm sorry, but this don't give me this. It's so complex. Complex, complex. It's not complex. You people are just incompetent. And because of that incompetence, you get a weak mamby-pamby, I'm sorry, you're not sorry. You knew exactly what the hell you were doing, but you keep coming out and saying that you didn't. You don't know anything, Sergeant Schultz. I mean, what the hell? Any leader of anything, I don't care what it is, who constantly has the excuse, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, is not going to keep their job. Captain's in his cabin. Ship runs aground. Admiral comes aboard, says, hey, what the hell happened to one of my ships? Captain goes, I don't know. Oh, okay, Captain, as long as you don't know, well, then let me just go down the line and just start asking. No. Captain's going to lose his job. First of all, he's going to lose his job anyway for running the ship aground. Unless it's something completely, you know, beyond his, you know, dead in the water, battleship ran into him, aircraft carrier, you know, whatever. But you cannot be a commander-in-chief and use the excuse, I didn't know, I was never told, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. No, you cannot do that. That's not a leader.
That's somebody who doesn't know what the hell they're doing. I was going to bring up a certain amendment that I don't want to quite go there. I don't want to quite go there, but there is a certain amendment in the Constitution for, well, say the president just, you know, he has completely incompetent, lost it. Let's say he just gets senile, whatever happens, you know, and he's sick, can't do his job. I don't think the guy is sick in that way. The guy is definitely sick in another way. A much more devious, much more evil way. Benghazi, for God's sakes. I'm sorry, but when I hear that word, maybe it's me because I know, I understand what happened. I get it. I know what it was really about. That's why I can't understand why this media is still letting it go. Even this Congress to some degree. I mean, yeah, they got a little bit. They got a little stupid hearings and stuff. No. This should be an everyday occurrence until we have people whipped in shape. We should have been on Fast and Furious, too. Well, now they're coming around to getting to impeachment hearings, which will take till 2016 anyway. What difference does it make? This should have been done immediately. IRS? No. Congress has the ability. They should have the ability. They should have had the ability to fire those in themselves. Lois Lerner, and now this chick who's running the thing for Obamacare. Congress should have fired the whole damn lot of them. And I mean a lot of them. But they didn't. No, we can't do that. No. Obama. Oh. Getting to the point we have to admit where we are. We have to accept it. We have to acknowledge it. We don't have to dwell on it, but we have to fix it. But we can't fix it until we acknowledge what the problem is. You got a problem with your car, you take it into the mechanic. Well, he doesn't know what the hell's wrong with it until he asks you a couple of questions. But see, we don't have conversation in this country anymore, especially if you're a Republican. You're not allowed to have converse. You know. Then he's got to inspect it. He's got to find out what the hell the problem is before he can fix the damn thing. We know what the problem is. We can see the problems. We can see the broken axles. We can see the dent fenders. Flat tires. We can see there's no battery. There's no fan belt. There's no spark plugs. We can see what the problems are. Well, we need to start putting the spark plugs in. Put the fan belt on there. Get some brand new tires. Those old retread bastards, they don't work anymore. Get something new, for crying out loud. And good quality ones, too. Put some air in them. Get a new axle. You need a new axle? Get a new axle. Don't just leave it out in your front yard and let the rust take over. Keep dumping more money into it, but it still gets worse and worse and worse. The rust keeps building and building and building, but yet you're adding more money to it. Well, what are you doing with that money? Oh, you just put the money inside the car, the vehicle. Just put it in there and let the wind pick it up and blow it. Blow it away. Well, yeah, isn't that how it's done? You just throw money into something and it works. Obviously, we're not putting enough money into it. So, that $1 trillion stimulus package that we did, that wasn't enough. No, we needed to spend $10 trillion. Then we would have got things going. Yeah. Yeah.
So the website is now going to be in a work in progress. Well, it's not going to be working, and it's not going to be progressing. This is a call for an immediate repeal of Obamacare, period. Congress, every single day in the House of Representatives, because you know the Senate isn't going to do anything, well, let's force them to do something. How many people really need to suffer? And new unions? Yeah, guess what? This is coming to you next year. So you might want to jump on the bandwagon too with us. Whether you like us or not is irrelevant. Whether we like you or not is irrelevant. We're Americans, and this affects us all. Republican, Democrat, union, non-union. If you're an American, you're an American. We need to come together. This is our country, not their country. This is ours. They don't own it. We do. They work for us. And if they're not doing their job, they need to be fired. And if we have to wait 2 years before we can fire them, well, then we need to force them to do their job, which means we become a complete and total pain in their ass. Flood their phones, hang out by their offices, jam up D.C., become an absolute total thorn in their side, a pain in their ass. Well, if they're not going to listen to us, well, they're going to have to be forced to listen to us. They won't take us seriously. Well, they're going to have to be forced to take us seriously. And that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. Something's got to happen. Nothing's getting done. It's only getting worse. Think about it. How do you think this government's going to fix it? They've already screwed it up to the point where it can't be fixed, and they're just going to keep dumping more money into something, thinking that they're fixing it? What are they fixing? They're not fixing anything. They're screwing it up. It's time to get rid of it. We have to acknowledge, okay, fine, this Obama, it was an experiment. It went awry. The laboratory blew up. Those are not the right chemicals that we need to use, and we don't need to do that again. Once we get past that point, then we can start to heal. Well, why? Well, because that would be racist. I mean, we can't go against Barack Obama. He's the first black president. You know, what would that look like in the history books? You know, we just gotta let him do his thing, and then once he's done, you know, we'll just make the best of it. But don't rock the boat. We're all going to lose our jobs. How about the millions of Americans that are losing their health care, losing their livelihoods, losing their lives? What about them? What happened to them? Where are they at? Where'd they go? This website's only supposed to handle 7 million people. Well, if there's 45 to 50 million people who don't have insurance, because we all know it started out one number and then more speeches he told, it kept getting higher and higher. But now it's only 50 million. But yet you've got, what, 80, 90 million people that are out of work? So what is that real number? Well, it really doesn't matter what the actual number is. This X factor number, whatever number it is, it's irrelevant. What is relevant? That there's too many of them. And if this website is only supposed to handle 7 million and we have 50 million that don't have insurance, what the hell happens to the other 42? 43, what happens to them all? Where are they? What? What happens to them? Where are they at? How come they just go into limbo? I mean, if we got 50 million people who are uninsured, and the website can only handle 7 million, but it can only handle not even 20,000 a day, which will never get to the 7 million mark by March, what is going to happen to the other
the others. If you need $7 million and you got $50 million, there's $43 million that ain't going to have insurance. What happens to them? And when he started, I think, at like 10 or 15 million people didn't have insurance. So from the time that he started, 10, 15 million people don't have insurance to where we are today, whatever that number is, you know it's a hell of a lot more than 10, 15, even 20. Let's say he started out with 20. Who cares? It's still a hell of a lot more than 20. 80, 90 million people out of work, I'm sure they don't have health insurance. This helping. And now no one's signing up for it, so the people that do sign up for it, and if they do have to pay anything, well, they're going to have to pay a hell of a lot more now. They can't afford that. I mean, these people are working three jobs just to pay for health insurance. But little Timmy, you know, he can't get a sandwich. He can't get those new shoes. Because you got to pay for health care. I mean, this is, what the hell is this, what is this government doing to us? Think about it. What are they doing to these people? What are they doing to us? We shouldn't have to take this. No, we need to fight. We need to get together. We need to get in Washington's face a little. Step on their goddamn toes. Slap them across the face once in a while. Let them know you're still there. Hello? Here I am. I ain't going away. Good God. We got to fight this, guys. We can't. No, our leaders aren't going to fight it. They're not going to fight for this. They're afraid because if they get, you know, in too big of a fight, they're going to lose the next election. It's going to look bad. We're trying to, you know, appease to the independents, you know. Don't appease to anybody. Do your goddamn job. Then you're going to appease to the people because you're doing the people's work. You're doing your job. And if somebody doesn't like it, who cares? Do your job. Let the chips fall as they may. Don't you people get tired of going to bed with a guilty conscience? I can't sleep when I got a guilty conscience when I've done something. I can't sleep. I'm sorry. I can't. I mean, these guys are doing some whoppers, and not just to, you know, a few people. I mean, these are millions. It's soon to be 300 and roughly 14 million people. How do you people sleep at night? How do you do this? Look what you're doing to the people. Look what you're doing to this country. How many more Detroits do we need? Now we got another city in California on the brink of taking a dump. All right, let's get going here before we... God almighty. What else we have left? Some D.C. exchange plans cover elective abortion, but not hearing aids. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. You knew that was coming. Got to get them free abortions. Well, good God, it's so important. You can't be a real woman unless you have your first abortion. Like, oh, you haven't had an abortion yet? Ew. What are you, tea partier, tea bagger, racist? Yeah, that makes a woman a racist because she doesn't want to kill her baby. Okay. Colorado man signs up for his insurance, but his dog gets covered instead. I mean, Jesus, God. You cannot make this stuff up. This is real. And the guy is stupid enough. He's like, oh, laughing. Oh, yeah, I know they screwed up. I called. It's not funny. That's not funny. You're an idiot. I'm sorry. I mean, this is a guy who voted for Obama probably twice. Couldn't wait to get his Obamacare. And he's laughing that his dog got You know, this is people's life. What if the guy had needed? What if somebody had that happen to somebody else? And why is the dog's name in the medical records in the first frickin' place? And he said something about social security things. He gave his dog's name. Some kind of security code. Well, you think this guy's information hasn't been hacked yet? Hello? The system itself hacks itself. You don't need hackers. Goddamn system itself will hack itself. And this idiot, it's not a mistake. It's not funny, sir. It may be funny to you. It happened to you. Fine. You want to feel that way? That's fine. But there's going to be a lot of people out there where stuff like that is going to happen to them. And it's not going to be very funny when they go to the doctors or the emergency room and can't get help. Then they got to ship them to another hospital because they can't help them, and on the way they die. So it's not funny, sir. So can it? Grow up. This is what I've been talking about. You have to admit, especially you, sir. You need to admit that this is a disaster. You got to. If you're not going to think, you're not going to think for the rest of the country. Think for yourself. This is not what you want. You know this is not what you want. You have to stop telling yourself that this is what you want, because this is not. You do not want to be put through what these people are being put through. If you want to spend three times as much just on monthly premiums, forget about the deductibles and costs for medicine, and the fact you're going to have to spend a lot of money in gas getting to the doctor because it's over 100 miles away. I mean, if you don't mind doing that, well, then fine. This is for you. Obamacare is right for you. Yeah. Have at it. Healthcare.gov may have all. What have we been talking about all day? Already, they're saying now, the security expert says it's already been compromised. We didn't need to be told that. I've been bitching about that since it opened up October 1st. And this knockout game, God damn it. Man, something needs to be done about this knockout game. Somebody needs to knock some people out. That's what needs to happen. This knockout game, I'm sorry, but that somebody needs to be caught, and they need to pay the price. And it should be a pretty big price. Let the word out. This is not something you need to be doing. This is wrong. Come on, kids. You can find something else to do with your time. You do not need to be doing this. That's ridiculous. Florida city uproots couple 17-year-old garden over new city ordinance. Imagine that. Can't have a garden in your but they want you to eat vegetables. They want you to eat organic, but you can't grow a garden. Well, because they don't want you to grow it. See, they want you to pay for them to grow it, because they know how to grow it better than you. See, if you're going to sustain yourself, they don't want that. They want you to be dependent on them. They don't want you to be, well, dependent on you. That's what this is all about. $1,500 a month. Pay for a garden. I would have fought that. Or better yet, I would have probably just burned the entire house down, collected the insurance, and bought a house in another town. Said, screw them. Exclusive, U.S. may have let dozens of terrorists into the country as refugees. Really? Duh? Gee, Wally. I never would have guessed it. Mr. President, tear down this website. This is a piece from Breitbart News this morning. This is by Congressman Lamar Smith, Republican from Texas. Many Americans have experienced the ill effects of Obamacare. That's because the president's broken promises are piling up. He promised that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. But for millions of Americans, that's not true. Well, that's not true either. Alan Combs said the other night, I think it was last night. Oh, no, he was on Bill O'Reilly. It's just a smidgen of people. Just a smidgen, just a tiny little bit. Just a little bit. He said that the law would make health insurance more affordable. Well, sure it is, sure. Paying six times as much as what you used to pay. You only have to pay three times as much. See, that's a cut. We cut your insurance in half. Aren't we great? See, that's how it works. That's their thinking. That's how they think. That's how they use math. That's their calculation. This is how these people think. And this is the kind of BS that they're giving to you. And Kat Sebelius admitted it. She said it. No, your premiums aren't going to go down. They're just going to be less than what we predicted. Hello? Obtained by healthcare.gov is one of the largest collections of personal information ever assembled, he goes on to say. It links information between 7 different federal agencies and state agencies and government contractors. The website requires users to provide personal information like birth dates, social security numbers, and household incomes, and names of your dogs and cats and fish and any other pet that you may have, in order to obtain information about potential health coverage. But security experts have expressed concern about flaws in the site that put this personal data at risk and subject users to the threat of identity theft. No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't steal the king's government computer. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't get in there and do that. Steal from the king's minions, his little subjects. No, they wouldn't do that. Everybody's nice now that Obama, he's president. Yeah. Got a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. Because he won an election. Yeah. How about that peace in Benghazi? That was pretty peaceful. Yeah. This week, the Science Committee, which I chair, he says, held a hearing to examine security and privacy concerns about the Obamacare website. We heard from a witness outside the government who are experts in cybersecurity and hacking websites. They provided a convincing evidence of the vulnerabilities that underline healthcare.gov. One of our witnesses, David Kennedy, is a white hat hacker. A white hat hacker. Well, that's hard to say. I've been having a few beers trying to say that 10 times really fast. David Kennedy, who is a white hat hacker, who is hired by companies around the world to test the security to their online systems by essentially hacking their websites. Well, that's good to know. During the hearing, Mr. Kennedy gave a demonstration of the healthcare.gov website's vulnerabilities, showing in real time that hackers can access personal information on the website. Well, it's real simple. Let me show you. Yeah, just type in here and put your dog's name in here. And there you go. Look at all this. Look at all this information I've got. Asked whether he believed the website had already been compromised by hackers, Mr. Kennedy testified that he believed that the website has either already been hacked or soon will be. Well, I'm pretty sure that it already has. With this administration, you cannot convince me that this website has not already been hacked. And there's hackers that are probably just sitting in there. They're just sitting in there and waiting. They're waiting for everybody to get in there so they can hack more at once. They want to go after the big dogs. They'll get the little fish too, but they want to get them big dogs too. They want to get as much as they can at once. So when they get out, well, it's going to be a lot easier to, not get caught. I'm sure eventually they'll get caught anyway, but the point is there's going to be people's lives are going to be ruined again. If the damn health care costs aren't going to ruin their life, when these people, they steal your identity, take all of your money, penniless and homeless, but at least you can get that free abortion. You don't even have a bed to get pregnant on, so how in the hell are you going to get an abortion? Jesus, God. Doesn't anybody think before they do stuff? They had all these meetings and stuff. Didn't they, weren't they talking about, problems and things like this?
talking about how to create the problems. Maybe that's why it's so easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like there's one problem after another? We can't even get one problem solved before 10 more just pile on. What the hell's going to happen today? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm afraid to find out. When I get done here, I'm going to turn on the radio, listen to a little bit of Rush. Maybe turn on Fox News. Maybe turn on something. Find something out. Find out what the hell's happening in the world. I'm afraid to find out. I'm afraid to turn on the television. I'm afraid to turn on my radio. I don't want to find out. I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, how much more can we take? When is it time to say we've had enough and we need to repeal this? Well, now is that time. Right now, this moment, this very second. So if you're near a phone, you're near a computer, which if you're listening, you have to be near to a computer because you're on the computer. So look up your stupid congressman and write him a letter. Get together with your friends. Say, hey, let's go into Washington and let's go meet our congressman and let's tear down his stupid door until he listens to us. And let's get a lot of people so that he can't avoid us. He can't run away from us. Let's fill the entire city of Washington, D.C. Every road jam-packed with truckers and bikers. Every square inch of grass in that entire town is covered with a human, a citizen, an American. And we're not going to leave until we get this monstrosity completely, 100% appealed. Gone. Much more than just appealed. It needs to be stricken from the record and never spoken of again. Literally. Don't bring it up again. You say the word Obamacare, you get your knuckles slapped with a stick, and you get a $100 fine. You do it again, you spend the rest of your life in jail. Chain gang. Well, we don't quite have to get that far. We don't have to fine anybody or slap their knuckles. I'm just exaggerating to prove a point. It's called hyperbole. Just have fun with it. The point is, we should not be talking about this anymore. This should be past tense. This needs to go away. This is damaging to the country. Look, if everybody's going to be going bankrupt because of Obamacare, what does that do for the solvency of this country? Well, think about it. If nobody's got any money, the citizens don't have any money, well, the country doesn't have any money. So what's going to happen? Which country is going to be the first one to take us over? United States of Mexico? How about Saudi Arabia? Think maybe they might want us? United States of Saudi Arabia? How about Russia? United Soviet States of America? Who's going to take us over? Canada? United States of Canada? Well, I mean, you got hockey and maple syrup. That's all right. They play baseball and football. Might not be too bad. But I ain't learning French. Point is, we're going to be open. First come, first serve. Whoever can take us over first, you got us. Well, that's coming. And this Obamacare is going to be the vehicle that will drive these countries directly to us. Come on in. Here's the path. Here's the road. Follow us. Follow the yellow brick road right here to the United States of America, right here. Here are some real-life examples, he goes on to say, of people who have already had misfortune after using Obamacare website. Mr. Thomas Dougal of South Carolina received a surprise phone call from a stranger on Friday evening explaining that he had just downloaded a letter off the healthcare.gov website containing Dougal's personal information. Now, where have we heard this before? This has been more than once. This isn't just a one-shot Johnny here. This has been done more than once. This could be very... Well, let's just say that this information went to somebody's house. He's a criminal, but he doesn't have a computer to hack into the website.
He doesn't have enough, you know, meat on this computer, but somebody gives him some information. Look at this. He's got everything he needs. He doesn't even go. He doesn't have to go on the website now. It was mailed to him by the government. Won't be so funny then, will it? Maybe one of these politicians need to have their information hacked. They need to go on the website. They're going to say it's secure. You go on the website there, Kat. You put your personal information on that website before anybody else does. You want to be a leader? Lead by example. You put your information up there, Kat. Come on now. They won't. They know damn good and well that information will be, you know, they don't trust it. It's all right for you to go on there, but not for me. I'm not going to have my information hacked. And when Lisa Martinson of Missouri called healthcare.gov's customer service after forgetting her password, she was told, listen to this, three different people were given access to her account. Three, not one, not two, but three. Thrice. Aside from technological vulnerabilities, I can never say that word, it turns out that federal employees called navigators who helped users apply for insurance on healthcare.gov website have not received background checks. Well, they don't need to. Come on. It's the honor system. Now, these threats to Americans' well-being and financial security should make us question the future of Obamacare. Absolutely right on the mark there, Mr. Lamar. I like that dude, Lamar Smith. Perhaps it's time to take up Obamacare off of life support. Well, it's on death support. That's what it supports. It supports death. Death of its citizens and death of the country. Americans deserve a health care system that works and they can trust. That's right. And this is not it. The Obama administration has a responsibility to ensure that the personal and financial data collected by the government is secure. Yes! This should be something that's understood. This shouldn't even, people shouldn't even have to even talk about this. You should automatically expect. This is something you should just expect. You go into a government website to give all your personal information to sign up for a health care plan that's too expensive, that you can't afford, don't want, didn't vote for. But if you don't do it, you're going to be fined and imprisoned. So you go on there. Now God and everybody's taking whatever the hell they want to out of it. That's criminal. I'm sorry, but that is criminal. Knowingly and willingly putting on an insecure website and demanding people go on it and force to sign into it. I'm sorry, but that is criminal. That is impeachment territory. You can't get around that. That's not hyperbole. That's impeachment for a lot of people. I'm sorry, but it's impeachment for the president, too. You have to start talking about this kind of stuff. Benghazi wasn't bad enough? My God. Fast and Furious? That wasn't IRS? Obamacare? Look what's happening. I'm sorry. $1 trillion stimulus packages that went to unions and payback donors? The companies that built nothing? That money was stolen from the American people. That was stolen. And you didn't have a choice. They took that money. Congress voted to take money out of your pocket to give to, well, donors and unions. People who donated their money to get Obama elected. I'm sorry, but we are definitely now in impeachment territory. And it's only going to get worse. We only probably know maybe a tenth of what this administration has actually done because they're so transparent. But according to Kat Sebelius, Obamacare website will remain a work in progress. Yeah, we got to work on that, yeah, a little bit here, yeah.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said Tuesday that the Obamacare website will still be a work in progress beyond the end of the month. Oh, dear. They promised it was going to be working. And now they're saying 80%. Now you got Kat coming out here and saying, all right, it's still going to be a piece of trash. It ain't doing nothing. It's going to be a work in progress, which means it's still not going to work. That's what it means. The 30th of November is not a magic go, no-go date. No, that's not really what it was. Well, wait a minute. They said definitely that November 30th it was going to be working. Period. Remember that? It was definite that it was going to be working? November 30th? And everybody said, well, you shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have put yourself on that date because you knew it wasn't going to get done. Well, it's not going to get done, and they're letting you know that it's not going to get done. They're trying to soften the blow. Well, it's not going to soften the blow. You people are idiots. You people are incompetent. The idea of your Obamacare, the idea is so incompetent, it just can't work the way it's written on paper. It just can't work, and it's stupid, and it's very, very costly. Not only financially, but costly to people's livelihoods and their lives. It is time to admit that you made a mistake. You bought the wrong snake oil. It only gave you warts. It's time to admit that you made a mistake. Stay out of the way. We need to repeal this bill. And this is an immediate, this is an emergency. The emergency session needs to be happening in Congress right now to repeal this. After what happened yesterday in Congress, in that hearing, there needs to be an immediate repeal of this. At least a complete 100% delay. You need to shut down that website. That entire website needs to be shut down. At least that. If you're not going to repeal it, you need to shut down the website immediate. People's lives are at risk here, literally. This is dangerous, people. It's not fair to these people that you force them to go on here knowing full well, and you people, you know this. Kat Sebelius, President Obama, you know that this site is not secure, yet you are allowing this site to be secure. Is somebody going to have to lose everything that they own because somebody hacked them? Is that what's going to take before you people to see the light? Or maybe you have to get hacked in order for you to see the light. Well, that's why you're not signing up for it. You know better than that. You're not stupid. That's criminal. And unless you acknowledge that, Mr. President, I'm sorry, but you are in impeachment territory here, knowing full well that's criminal. If you don't get impeached, you should at least get arrested for criminally forcing somebody to put their personal information on an insecure website. And we have the security manager, the security guy, the security guru, whoever it is, whatever his title is, saying that if people haven't hacked it, they're ready to. It's only a matter of time. This site is not secure, and they say right up front, and I heard him yesterday, with Greta Van Susteren, says, no, I would not sign up. I would not put my personal information in there. And why would he? I wouldn't. So you're putting people's lives and their livelihoods at risk here, Mr. President. That is criminal. You need to acknowledge that, and you need to at least shut down this website until it's 100% fixed. So the first person that gets their identity stolen because out of your website, they have every right in the world to sue you and sue you personally. Do the country a favor, Mr. President, and shut this website down. Let's listen to Henry Chow here, this jackwagon. I just want to slap this guy just once, just crack. He's a smart ass. These incompetent people just irritate the hell out of me. So go ahead and play Henry Chow. This is yesterday during one of the hearing meetings. So go ahead, cut number one.
Hate an individual. That's a key function to have. Well, how much do we have to build today still? I mean, what do we need to build? 50%, 40%, 30%?
I think it's just an approximation. We're probably sitting somewhere between 60 and 70% because we still have to build the system.
60 or 70% that needs to be built still?
because we still have to build the payment systems to make payments to issuers in January.
Let me get this correct. 60 to 70% of healthcare.gov still needs to be built.
It's not really healthcare.gov. It's the federally facilitated marketplace.
But the entire system that the American people are being required to rely upon,
that part is
70%.
There. Healthcare.gov, the online application, verification, determination, plan compare, getting enrolled, generating enrollment transaction, that's 100% there. What I'm talking
about
is... But
the entire system is 60 to 70% away from being complete.
Yeah, there's the back office systems, the accounting systems, the payment systems.
Thank you, Seth.
Yeah, you know, all those back office systems, accounting systems. Oh, yeah, there's all this stuff. There's all this stuff that needs to be done. Well, yeah. These people had 3 years to do this. Mr. Chow, he doesn't have enough time. So let's listen to cut number two.
I think it's a dynamically changing environment which if we had more time and that time would have been devoted to solidifying requirements that are translated from policy.
Yeah, 3 years. I mean, there were 3 years. This isn't something that just kind of got plopped on your desk. I mean, the law passed and was signed into law in 2010.
Yeah. 3 years they had. Nobody takes 3 years to build a website with $600 million. $600 million should buy you one hell of a website. And it should not take you 3 years. Why is it doing that? Why is that? Is it sheer incompetence or is it deliberate? I wonder just how much is deliberate and how much is incompetent. You take a look at it on the surface, it looks like complete incompetence, complete chaos. Is this really a plan to get to a single payer? Well, this is really not an appropriate way to do it, even though this is their mode of thinking, the Saul Alinsky method. Disrupt, distract, destroy, then rebuild. Well, we're not interested in that, and we are going to fight you, so you're not going to be able to disrupt us any longer, distract us, destroy us, and you will not rebuild us. We're already built. Tear a few bricks off our wall, but you're not going to tear down this wall. There's too many people out there that just simply will not let you. And we can't. We have to stand up for ourselves. We can't let this government bully us anymore. They are the real bullies in this country, not the Richie Incognitos. Richie Incognito was a friend. Probably a pretty damn good friend. Kind of guy you'd want to have in a foxhole with you. That kind of friend. Maybe this Martin didn't understand it, but Mr. Incognito is not the bully. The bully is the United States government, this administration. Stand up to this bully. And if we don't do it, nobody will. Well, we need leaders that are going to stand up. So we have to stand up to our leaders first, one step at a time. We need an immediate, at least an immediate shutdown of this website. That's inexcusable. How many times have they reported to Congress since this opened, since October 1st, since this opened? How many times have they told Congress that this is insecure, it's insecure, it's insecure? Why didn't Congress shut this website down immediately? Why didn't that happen? Are they afraid, so afraid of the president? Mr. President, no. We're Congress. You're not. Shut up. We're shutting this site down. It's insecure. People are going to get their information stolen. They're going to get their identity stolen. They're going to have their bank accounts drained. We're not going to have that, Mr. President. That's criminal. We could go to jail for that, which they should. That is criminal. If you're going to force somebody to go on an insecure site, Otherwise, they're going to tax you or imprison you. That's criminal. You were to put this case up in any court, I guarantee you, each and every court would find you guilty, taken down. This isn't a joke. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't just running off at the mouth. And they're still out there. Well, we recognize there's periodic spikes and there's glitches and little flubs here and there. But, you know, it's just, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, websites are technical. And since I don't know, I'm not an IT person, but it's, just, you know, it's really hard. The 3 years and $600 million should have bought you, I mean, should have bought you a pretty damn good website. The one that worked should not have cost. And Marilyn Tavener, I mean, what is with this chick? I mean, you want to talk about aloof. I mean, could they have found a more incompetent person to run this? She's the administrator for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. If you're a senior citizen and you're getting Medicare and Medicaid, you should be worried. This broad's in charge of it? You're in trouble. Big trouble. Immediate trouble. This whole Obamacare period is criminal. Now, the more I think about it, this website needs to be shut down immediate. This can't go on any longer. It's insecure. That should be an automatic. Okay, the site's down. It's insecure. It's shut down. That's an automatic. What would happen if Amazon put an insecure site up there? How quickly do you think they would be shut down, and how quickly do you think they would be in court being sued? Then after they're sued, they would have to spend, well, a little bit of time in jail. So what's the difference between Amazon and healthcare.gov? Not a damn thing. This is criminal, what this administration is doing to the American people. That is impeachment right there. That's enough right there, just that. But when you couple it against Benghazi and Fast and Furious and IRS, God only knows what the NSA was doing. I mean, Jesus God. I mean, we don't even need the NSA. We don't even need that mess. We don't even need it. Solyndra's. This isn't hyperbole anymore. This isn't, you know, wishful thinking. This isn't just, this is criminal. There should be impeachment hearings, not on the on the Attorney General. Because the president should have fired the Attorney General after Fast and Furious. Or whenever he found out, you know, whenever the news talked about it. That's how he finds out his information. So why does he have all these advisors? Where's Valerie Jarrett been? How come she didn't advise him? I thought she knew everything. She's got her fingers and involved in just about everything going on in this country. How come she didn't tell the president? Not much of an advisor if you're not going to advise him of things, Miss Jarrett. Just saying. We're hoping to maximize. Yes. I mean, are these people even listening to each other? They're not listening to us. Look at this stuff. We recognize there will be periodic spikes and glitches. Whatever that people will experience. Getting your identity theft, that's a glitch. Getting your identity stolen is not a glitch. When are these people going to start taking this seriously? These are American people's lives here. But it's all about the president. How does it make the president look? Oh, his number slipped down to 37%. Oh, that's horrible. Well, what are the Democrats going to do about it? What are the Republicans going to do? Well, what are the American people going to do? Obviously, guys, they're not looking out for us. The media doesn't care about you. They didn't even talk about you Sunday. You're losing your health care plans. You're losing your doctors. You're losing more and more money out of your pocket. Conversation Sunday. It was all about the president. How does the president look? Not how you look. Not about how empty your table looks because you lost your job or lost your hours and don't have enough money to put food on that table. It's not about that. It's not how your table looks. It's how the president looks. It's how the Democrats look. It's how the Republicans look. What about the American people? How do they look? Well, they look like they're in trouble to me. They're not going to help us, guys. We got to help ourselves. We've got to rise up, and we've got to demand these people listen to us, do what we want. And what we want is an immediate shutdown. We can't have our lives ruined so the president doesn't have to admit that he made a mistake. This is destroying lives. But if we'd have just had a little more time, that's all we needed, just a little more time. 3 years just wasn't enough. We just need a little bit more time so we can rebuild the 70% that hasn't been built yet. I mean, this is just, it just gets richer and richer and richer every day. How the hell could you be 70-80% away from having this all completed? How the hell could you be 70% away? 3 years, how could it be 70% away? Again, it's either incompetence or it's deliberate. If it's deliberate, it's devious. If it's incompetence, it's incompetence. A lot of people need to be fired. They need to lose their money that they got paid. You can't be that stupid. You can't get to the position that you're in and be an idiot. And if you did, well, you know, it doesn't matter. There's no excuse for you being stupid. There's no excuse for you costing the American taxpayers $600 million to spend 3 years on a website that isn't even 70% finished yet. Not so much the website, but the whole system is what I meant. So now that all these junk plans that people seem to really like, and before they even started Obamacare, the number was quite high. It was at least 80-90%, at least 80%, as far as I remember, of people who had health insurance that were completely satisfied. So why didn't we concentrate on the people that didn't have insurance rather than the people that did? Well, their way of thinking is instead of bringing the lower class into the middle class, they bring the middle class into the lower class. That way everybody's even. Because, these people don't have very much and you have stuff. Well, you should give that away because they don't have anything. You should be just like them. Do you feel guilty? No, because I went out and worked for it and I earned it. So no, I don't feel guilty. Multiple individual plans available on the DC Health Insurance Exchange specifically cover elective abortion, but not hearing aids, not routine foot care, and not routine eye care, but you can get that free abortion. Jesus, God. It says enrollees can receive coverage for abortions performed for non-medical reasons, birth control, but not for a number of other services that could seem, medically necessary. The plan also excludes coverage for other procedures, including cosmetic surgery, like when those knockout guys hit you over the head and, you need some plastic surgery. Well, you're just going to have to look like you're going to have to look like Frankenstein because, Obamacare doesn't cover it. But I can scrape that baby out of you if you don't mind. I can take care of that one for you. Yeah. Let me go back and get my tools here. We'll just scrape it right on out. You won't feel a thing. Bariatric surgery? Can't get that. No. Infertility treatment? No, can't get that. So let's say, you know, there's women that do need to have those, you know, hysterectomies. Otherwise, they can die. So they gotta get things cut. Well, you can't get that now. You can get an abortion, but you can't save your life. So it's a 2-for-1. They kill your baby and they kill you. So they give you an abortion, kill your baby, and they can't treat you for, so you die from whatever you've got, and great, government wins. They got a 2-for-1 deal, man. Hell. Seems like a pretty good deal for them. Not for you. But you got that free abortion. The whole point is, that's what this is all about. This isn't about giving people health care. This is about control. What they want to control. They want to control population. They want to control you. They want to control every aspect. Don't you remember when China was doing that? Don't you remember? It wasn't too long ago. Is that what we want? Well, what's her name? Anita Hill? Yeah, she quotes Mao Zedong. Yeah, it's one of her, she thinks about Mao Zedong all the time. Oh, one of her most favorite people on earth. Yeah, he killed 70 million of his own people. Imagine that. That's somebody to look up to. That's a hero. So we covered this Colorado man who signs up for insurance, but his stupid dog gets it instead. Shane Smith of Fort Collins says his dog Baxter received a letter for informing him that a health insurance account had been opened in his name through, well, Connect Health Colorado. I thought, wow, this is so awesome, Smith said with a laugh. They have gone out of their way to insure my 14-year-old Yorkie. Well, again, Mr. Smith, it's not funny. Smith said that he called and they got it all repaired, but that's not funny. That's not funny. What if somebody needed that health care? They didn't get the letter. They go in. They can't get it. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get, you know, they're going to get, you know, immediate medical attention. But in the interim, if they have to travel over 100 miles to get somewhere and they get there and, well, they're not in the system and they're not covered, well, they got to drive back home. They can't afford it. And then to drive back again when they got to clear it up. Do you really need to go through that? That's not funny, Mr. Smith. This is going to affect a lot of people. This site needs to be shut down immediately until it's 100%. Period. This is not funny. Not only livelihoods, but actual lives. Whatever happened to Americana? Why do we got to put everything down? We can't have the president go out? I mean, one of the biggest stepping stones in American history, which leads us to where we are today. I'm sorry, but we have grown since 1863 in a lot of ways. And it's time to acknowledge that. Embrace it. It'll only get stronger. But to keep fighting it, it's only going to get worse. Why the president is not at Gettysburg, I don't know. I guess only he can answer that. But he's too busy. You know, he's got all this, you know, this Obamacare website, you know, stuff to handle. And he's got a meeting with Wall Street. You know, he's got to, you know, got to peace out. President is so in bed with Wall Street, it's pathetic. And all you stupid, idiotic morons that go out there and occupy Wall Street, you dummies. Your president is in bed with him. That's how he got elected. It's all Bush's fault. Yeah. Well, we've already covered that healthcare.gov may have already been compromised. Yeah, of course it is. I mean, this stuff is scary, man. What these guys can do? There's not a lot of security built into the site. At least that's what we can see from a 10,000-foot view, Mr. Kennedy says. Whoa! So they're 10,000 feet away in, you know, computer feet. And they can clearly see that there's, Well, it's like almost being in space, looking down at planet Earth, and you can see, wow, there's no security down there. It's not only social security numbers, it's one of the largest collections of personal data, social security, and everything else that we've ever seen, Mr. Kennedy said. You can bolt a metal door on to make a house better, but if the foundation is bad, ... Meaning, if the foundation is bad, it doesn't matter how many metal doors you put up there. The house is going to fall down. Well, when this house falls down, yes. Do we want this house to fall down? Yes. However, we must keep in the forefront of our mind, there's a lot of Americans inside that house. So when it does collapse, it's going to collapse on them, and they're going to be hurt really bad. So what we need to do is to get these people out of the house before we collapse it. And that is a, well, total repeal. But first, before we can repeal it, we must shut the website down immediately. There's people in the website right now. They're probably waiting there, just sleeping, just camping out there, just waiting for more people to sign up, waiting for the bigger fish to swim by. Then they're going to get them. Ah. Well, that big fish could be you. So be very careful before you put your information in that website. Demand that your congressman, which my congressman is Mr. King, but he's going to hear from me today. Not going to vote for him, but I'm going to let him know. This website needs to be shut down immediately. End of story. Period. There's no excuse for this. Maybe we can get these knockout gamers. Maybe they can go over to the website and they can knock it out. Where the hell are you, Mr. Sharpton and Mr. Jackson and Mr. Tavis Smiley? Oh, that's right. Yeah, black people aren't a victim. No, they're just the perpetrators. And that's what it is. It's unfortunate. We haven't seen any white people doing it, but we have seen black kids, teenagers, playing this game. I don't care if it's a race game or not. I don't give a damn what color they are. It doesn't matter who's doing it and who's getting hit. We don't have to turn this into a race war, but Mr. Jackson and Mr. Sharpton and Smiley, guys, come on. You have to acknowledge that these are your peeps, man. You got to come out. You want this to stop? You got to come out and tell them to stop. They might listen to you. Seriously. Seems to me these kids, they're actually looking for somebody to tell them no. Stop it. They seem to me, these kids, my opinion, these kids desperately are searching for a, well, I hate to use the term, but a father figure. They're looking for a figure in their life that will discipline them and tell them no. That is a bad thing. That is a bad job. But then turn around when they do something good and say, that is a good job. But they have to learn the difference between what is a good job and what is a bad job. But when you, Mr. Sharpton, and you, Mr. Jackson, and you, Mr. Smiley, allow these kids to continue this bad job, what you are telling them, you three, is these kids think, well, hey, Sharpton's saying it's a good job. He's not saying anything, but we can't do it. And it's funny, look at them. One punch and they fall to the ground, hit their head on the concrete, and blood all over. And they're knocked out. Ha ha, hee hee, that's hilarious, man. You three little jackwagons need to get off your fat asses and get over here and start unscrewing some stuff. Now, I'm sorry, these kids aren't going to listen to anybody who's white, but they will listen to you. This is not a black and white thing. These are kids who desperately are looking for a disciplinarian figure in their life. They're looking for what is right, what is wrong. We don't know. We've had nothing. We don't know where to go. We don't know what is right. We don't know what is wrong. These kids are looking for that. They're looking for you, Mr. Sharpton, Mr. Jackson, Mr. Smiley. They're looking for you. Where are you? Why are you running away from them? These kids need help, man. They need your help. They're not going to listen to somebody like me. But they will listen to you. And this isn't a black and white thing. It doesn't matter who the victims are. It matters who the perpetrators are. And what these kids are doing is wrong. It's dangerous. People are going to die. They already have had people die from this. Well, there's only going to be more, and it's across the United States. It's time, Mr. Sharpton and Jackson and Smiley. If you're really about, you know, justice, as you like to say, well, get out there and do some real justice. You need to publicly tell these kids that what they're doing is wrong. Show them what they're doing is wrong. Show them the pictures of their victim's face. Show it to them. Show it to them right there on camera. The whole world can see. But you've got to get up there and you've got to say something. These kids are not going to listen to a white person, but they will listen to you. Get off your fat asses. Do something really good for a change. You're charlatans. All three of you. I'm sorry, but you are. I don't believe you three. I really don't believe that the work that you do is really doing any good. You're out for yourself. You're not out for anything else. You three make me sick. You're out for yourself. Don't be out for just black people. Don't be out for just white people. Don't be out for America. Americans. That's what this is all about. This isn't a black and white thing. It just so happens that the perpetrators are black. And they're not going to listen to a white man. But they will listen to you guys. This is an American thing. Not a color issue. This is an American issue. Understand it. Florida City uproots a couple 17-year-old garden. Imagine that. Can't have a garden. Well, the neighbors don't like the way it looks. Eating all those free vegetables, and I got to go out and pay for it. Few things in life are benign as a home vegetable garden. But for the residents of Miami Shores, Florida, growing vegetables can land you a fine. That's what happened to Herman Ricketts and her husband. Hermine Ricketts and her husband, Tom Carroll, for the past 17 years. They've grown a garden in the front yard of their modest South Florida home. The backyard, they say, doesn't get enough sunlight. But in May, the city put the couple's garden and others like it in their legal crosshairs. Hey, we see people being American out there. We're going to have to put the kibosh on this. Nah, we're not going to have people out there. No, we're not going to have people being American out here. We're going to change their way. There's people out there that can't even afford the seeds to plant their own garden. And this bastard, he's got a garden in his front yard so all these poor people can see it. This guy eats fresh vegetables every day. Why, these people eat dog poop. Oh, we're going to have to put an end to that right now. A new zoning ordinance. Yeah, don't you love the sound of that? A zoning ordinance? That's a Democrat getting just won an election, so they got to act big and tough because somebody somewhere pissed them off and they got to let the whole world know that they're big and tough when they're really not. They're cowards. A new zoning ordinance designed to protect the distinctive character of the Miami Shores Village. What does that mean, the distinctive character? Got to clean out the riffraff. Clean out them Republicans. It was enacted and specifically prohibited vegetables, not fruit, trees, or even plastic flamingos. But those goddamn vegetables. Bastards. Shortly after the couple received a visit from their local code enforcement officer. Ooh, that's a title. I wonder if they carry a gun. The code enforcement officer, probably a derivative of the NPA, yeah, or the EPA. Yeah, let me get over there. Yeah, I'll give this guy a ticket and I'll show him my gun. Then I'll test his water. They were given two choices, the garden or pay $50 per day, fine to keep it. Now, wait a minute. If it's so awful and just pathetically awful and you can't have it, why is it okay to have if you pay a certain amount? So it's obviously not that awful. So if it's not that awful, why are these people even there? That lady should have fought that in court. I just think it's absolutely sick when people do stuff like that. What is this zoning ordinance? What, did you find out she voted Republican? Is that what you had to do and make sure that these people, that they had to be punished? Anything to destroy the American way of life in this country, and this is what we're getting. And we just allow it to continue and continue and continue. These people should have found a way to fight it. What? But how? How? How do you fight it? What are you going to do? Well, you get enough people together. You know, it's called an army. Constitution calls it a militia. Doesn't mean that you need to bear arms and start killing people. That's not what this is about. So don't anybody get their panties all spun up, start setting themselves on fire. I do speak figuratively quite a lot. I'm very sarcastic, and I do speak facetiously quite a lot. So you have to learn to understand me. So if you think I said something completely outrageous that was, oh, my God, well, then just realize that it's probably, well, I'm exaggerating. Or I'm speaking sarcastically or facetiously. That's just the way I am, and I'm not about to change because somebody doesn't like it. The point is they are doing each and everything they can to take away any and every part of American way of life that they can possibly take down. They're hitting us from every single angle. But according to Mr. King and according to Mr. McCain, it's not the right time to fight. We haven't been completely destroyed yet. Is that what we need to do? We need to wait till we're completely down? Huh? And then we can get up and fight? No, no, no. You slap me once, I'm going to slap you back. That's how it works. That's how a fight works. You slap me, I slap you. That's how the fight works. Again, speaking figuratively. But that's how the fight works, guys. So don't give me this nonsense. It was not the right time to fight. We could have had Obamacare. If not repealed, at least the website would have been shut down. We would have had the American people on our side. The Democrats would have been forced to at least delay this for a year to get it fixed. But did they? No. Republicans surrendered. They gave up. And all they had to do was hold the line, and the American people would have been behind them. The American people are behind them now. They're wondering, where the hell were you guys? Why did you guys give up? That's what they're wondering. I'm still wondering. I can't figure it out. I'm just sick and tired of having everything American just taken away. Look, if you don't like the American way of life, well, then don't live here. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut, because a lot of Americans, well, we like being Americans. It's us, you know. If we lived in China, we would like being Chinese, but, you know, we're America, so we like being American. So if you don't like it, you need to stop trying to take it away from us, because you're going to take something away from the wrong person, and, well, they're going to take away your hands, and that might not be so figuratively. That might be literally. The point is, just stop screwing with people. Eventually, they're going to rise up, and they're going to start screwing back, and it's going to be too late, and it's going to be ugly. And you've got no business doing this anyway. People want to keep their garden, they should be able to keep their garden. Aren't you people out preaching that people eat organic foods? But you can't eat organic foods, I guess. Pay for it, because of big corporations, which Obama's in bed with. But it's all Republicans' fault. It's all Bush's fault. Right, right. Now we got dozens more are let into the country. Illegal aliens that are refugees. They're terrorists. They're being brought in as refugees. Well, they didn't really even need to do that because they're already over here. But the point is we keep allowing this to happen. Why do we want more terrorists over here? What does that benefit us? How does America benefit by allowing a lot of illegal aliens and a lot of very bad people over here? How do we benefit? Yes, there are a lot of very good illegal aliens coming over here because they want a better way of life, but there's a lot of bad ones coming over here too. I'm sorry, guys, but there are. They don't necessarily have to be Mexican, but it's easy to cross that Mexican border because there is no security. They can find their way into Mexico. They can find their way into the United States, no problem. So why are they coming over here? What do we need them for? Why do we need terrorists? Anything to destroy the American way of life. Well, we're going to get those capitalists, all those Americans, those patriots. Yeah, we're going to show them. Yeah, they were mean to Indians. Yeah, so we're going to kill them. Yeah, they wrote a constitution that had slavery, so we're going to kill them. We also fixed our constitution. And there is still a little fixing that could be done. That's the beauty of the document. The American people have a way. They have a right to say, wait a minute. We need to fix what is broken. We don't need to break what is working. And that's exactly what Obamacare did. Instead of concentrating on just those that did not have insurance, which all he had to do, that's all we need to do. We had to take all the insurance away from those who did and give to those that didn't and leave everybody else in limbo because the healthcare website can only handle 7 million, but we got, according to the latest number, is 50 million with 80 million people out of work. So we still have 43 million people that won't have insurance. So what are we supposed to do now? Well, dump more money into it. Jesus, God Almighty. Well, guys, we are at the tail end of this rendezvous. So we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Don't forget, goodbye.